I'm okay. Can you hear that all right? Good. As Melissa said, today is the start of a new series. We want to rediscover our core beliefs and values, just in case you've lost them or forgotten them. Some of them, anyway, like me. It's easy to forget things. Our reading today was from Corinthians. Paul had to address them as their apostle. He needed to correct their wrong thinking and their obvious wrong ways of living out in Corinth as representatives of God and Jesus our Lord. As far as I know, I'm not an apostle. And you are not doing anything wrong. Or are you? We all do things wrong. Hopefully not as bad as the Corinthians. In a nutshell, they were just turning up in church in any kind of manner. They were turning up drunk, divisive, promiscuous. And that's just the leaders. Well, I put that in Paul's day, they were supposed to eat and drink together as a love feast, a festival, a fellowship meal. It wasn't like we just do it like this. They used to just eat together in meals like they do today. It's similar to a Passover meal. The Jews all still do that to this day. Apparently in the Greek language, there is a verb to Corinthianize, which means to have promiscuous sex. This is all coming from Corinthians. That's how much these people of God have fallen by and thought nothing of it, or so it would seem. Paul wants to help them. He doesn't want all his hard work to vanish, and he's trying to avert a disaster. So his seemingly hard words in these verses are a warning to them and to us to beware of our approach to a most sacred and holy thing, communion, the Lord's Supper, the new commandment. We celebrate communion in many different ways, depending on which church background you've come from. Everyone has different ways of celebrating it and doing it. And I'm not here to sort of discuss the right and wrong of any of that. I can only tell you what I understand communion to be from my understanding, the Bible readings and experience. At the Lord's Supper, we not only remember... I've come to the right page. No, I haven't. Should put numbers on them like you do. At the Last Supper, Jesus said, "Remember me." That's all, really. That's all he said. "Remember me when you meet. Take time to share the bread and wine as symbols of me, and remember me." That's all. Nothing complicated about it, nothing overdone. And if you remember, just like the criminal at the crucifixion, he said, the one I've got it right, "Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom." That's all. "Remember me." Jesus simply replied to that criminal, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Not a lot of fuss there. No sinner's prayer, no baptism, no confirmation, no doubt to do this and do that. Nothing more than Jesus recognizing a sinner willing to repent. And we've all been there. We all might be there. You never know how you turn, how, what turns the corner. But I mean, for this criminal, it's too late for him to start changing his ways and get discipled. He's hanging his nail to a tree branch about to die. There's nothing he can do. And Jesus said, "You'll be with me. Just remember me. Remember me at the Last Supper." At the Last Supper, with all his followers around him, waiting for all these words of wisdom to come out of Jesus. They were eating a Passover meal. They were remembering what God has done for his people. Remembering how God sent that last plague to kill all the firstborn males of their enemies. The Israeli nation was born with the shedding of animals' blood, used to protect their families by smearing it along the lintels and doorposts of their homes. Now Jesus shows his followers a new way, his blood to be shed, his sacrifice to be made, his own, God's own, body to be given for all mankind. No more sacrifices need to be taken, no more dead animals, no more rituals. Just a new covenant, a new way. It is finished with the old one. Remember me, Jesus says after they have eaten their meal. Takes hold of some leftover bread, then breaks it in two, passes it around, after thanking God for it. That's all. After the bread is taken, he takes a cup of wine and passes that around, again after thanking his Father for his body and his blood. It is a new way for the disciples, with a new purpose. This new way is to remember the one who saved us. Not from the Egyptians or the Red Sea. This is a new covenant that God is making with his people, to save them and us from our sins, our own prisons of self-inflicted torment and pain. We do most of it ourselves, to ourselves. So at the Lord's Supper, we not only remember Jesus' death, but also his resurrection. Without Jesus being alive, it's all a waste of time. By the way, he's the only God that is alive. None of the others are alive. There's only Jesus. It's all a waste of time if we contemplate how futile it is to live life without Jesus being born again, being raised again, resurrected. You can't give your life, well, you could give your life to Jesus if you wanted to, without him rising from the dead. But I mean, where's the end game in any of that? Where do you see the future for yourself? If that's all it is, it all ended at the cross. Jesus knows he's going to die. He knows the importance of the Last Supper. It has to be recognised by his followers. It is crucial to our faith as well that we remember what Jesus did for us. He rescued us from sin and death, not just so we turn up here, not just so we turn it all into another set of rules that we obey by, not so that we can turn up at church and act in an unworthy manner, but to remember him, to follow him, and to lift up his name, not our name, not the leaders' names, not anybody's name, but Jesus. The symbolic drinking of the cup and the breaking of the bread are more than just a new way of remembering our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the body of the Lord. We carry his name wherever we go. Communion unites us all. Whatever our church background, whatever our theology is, we are one with our brothers and sisters when we do this together. And it announces to anyone else that we are Christians, followers of Jesus. We declare with this piece of bread and this cup of wine that Jesus died for me, and we acknowledge that he has risen and will come again. Paul is right when he tells us to take our time and examine ourselves. Am I right with God first? Okay, yes, I feel as though I am. Well, then proceed. Am I in fellowship with my brothers and sisters? In union with them, Do I agree with them? Or have I fallen out with anyone? No, all's good. So, anything else to think about? Is there anyone I need to forgive? Or ask for their forgiveness? Here, right now, I mean. But like the criminal on the cross, we can't make it right with everyone. You might know people in your life that you need forgiveness from. I do. I know there's people in my life I'd like them to forgive me. I'd like to be able to forgive them, and I can't because they're not here. But you can take that to Jesus. We can't make it right with everyone, just like that criminal on the cross. But we should be trying our best by asking for God's help in this way, in this area of our lives. Because it's so important to everything else that follows in your life. I'll tell you a test about a lady from my previous church. Quite an elderly lady. And I just noticed over time, she never took communion. She took part in everything else. She never took communion. So there was a day when I was speaking to a son-in-law, and I just where does your mother-in-law? Why does she not take communion? He said that she had a fault with somebody in the church. I don't even know if that person was still in the church. And I said, for how long? He said, for as long as I know. For as long as you know, she's had a problem with somebody that might not even be. He said, yeah. And she, what is it? She said, well, she can't forgive them. She won't forgive them. So she knows the Bible, so she knows not to take judgment on herself by taking the bread and the wine. Why didn't she just forgive that person? I mean, get over it. Surely it's better than years of bitterness. Bitterness of causing pain and illness to yourself. You might know of this. Why carry unforgiveness around with you like a sack of potatoes on your back? That's what it is. And I love this story too, the bottle of poison story. It's about, you really got it in for somebody, so you bought this bottle of poison for them. And that's how you think. But you drink it. That's what happens with unforgiveness. A person that probably does need you to be forgiven by God. But they're not interested in that. They've gone on. They're walking ahead of you. They're not even looking back. The only person that's causing damage and hurt and pain to is the person that's still carrying the poison along with them. It's just so, so needed. So conclusion. Communion. The Lord's Supper is such an easy thing to do together. Can also be very difficult if your heart is not in the right place. It's not about bread being bread or wine being wine. It's about remembering Jesus, who he is, what he did, and when he is coming back. If not today, then let's just keep remembering him until he does return. Let's keep being reminded of what he did for us. I mean, in the meantime, we've just got to make every effort to live out our lives in pleasing him. So finally, communion is not about rituals or rules. It should never be forgotten in church routine. It's a holy sacrament. It is a thing that is important, very important to all of us. But it doesn't have to be bread or wine. They're only symbols of what happened to Jesus. The blood and his body. The symbols to us now, because he's not here in physical strength. Should always carry a blessing to anyone that takes communion. As long as you belong to Jesus, it's often said, isn't it? You're free to take communion. Of course you are. Everyone is. It's a blessing to be of your life to take it and remember it. He commands a blessing on you. Because it's about healing, it's about deliverance. I didn't know Anne was going to say this in her prayers. For whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed. It is about that. It is about being able to walk out through your life. I spent too long in the prisons. You just got to simply take Jesus at his word. Remember me. Yes, Lord, we remember you and everything you have done for us. So Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, come. Amen. I'd just like to, before we